Ridiculous.
Do you like it? I don't like it. Man, put it down.
Man, put it down.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
I get mad.
I get mad at the man.
I get mad.
Are you mad at the man? I'm mad at the man.
Mad.
I'm mad at the man. He just wants me to.
Yes. Put it down.
Put it down right away.
Library.
Where's my car?
My car.
Where's my car? It's up in the air.
Up here.
Oh no, that's ridiculous.
That ridiculous.
I want it down right now.
Right now.
Put it down, please.
Put it down, please.
Please, please, man. Please. Please. Please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, good. Good man.
Okay.
Good man. He fixed the car. The man fixed the car.
Yeah.
He fixed it.
He fixed it.
Yeah, he put new tires.
New tires.
Yeah, he put new tires on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good now.
All done.
All done. It's all done. Yeah. Car's all finished.
Car all finished.
Yeah, it's all done. It's all finished. All done. He slaps his hands. And it'd be all done. Like he was all...
He brushes his hand.
Oh, Ross, are you okay? Ross, you okay? Are you sick? Ross is sick. Ross is sick? Are you sick, Ross?
Shoe broken.
Is the shoe broken? Mommy better fix it. Mommy better fix it.
No.
Yeah, Mommy better fix it.
Okay, I'm gonna fix it.
Mommy better fix it. Yeah, Mommy better fix it.
Okay.
Okay. Mommy, please do it. Okay. Please do it, Mommy.
Shall I do it?
Yeah, Mommy, please do it.
Okay, I'll do it. You do it.
Yeah, Mommy's going
to
do it.
Looks like girls want her to.
Okay. Did Mommy do it?
Yeah.
Mommy's going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, are you happy?
Good.
Ross, did you have fun in the sun today?
Yeah.
What did you do today, Ross?
I did we did up in the air.
We did up in the air in the sun? In the sun?
Then up in the air.
Oh, yeah? What happened in the sun, Mommy?
It's back to your car then.
Oh, yeah. You know, you want
to put it down,
Yeah, put it down.
Well, we went out on the lawn.
Please.
We went out on the lawn and sat on Ross's blanket. And Ross said,
"That's ridiculous.
That's
crazy.
That's really crazy.
That's silly.
It's really silly.
Crazy.
Yeah. You want it down?
Put it down, man. Put it down, man.
Right now.
Give Matt.
Oh, it's all done.
Get mad.
Yeah, I'll get mad. You gonna get mad?
I'll get mad.
You got mad? No, don't get mad. No, don't get mad.
That's crazy.
That's really crazy.
That's silly.
That's silly.
That's silly.
That's silly. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was silly.
Play down.
Let's get mad. Let's get mad.
Let's get mad.
Yeah, Matt's gonna play baseball.
Yeah.
What's he gonna do? Matt's gonna play with you.
Yeah, Matt.
Where's Matt? Where's Matt? Yeah, where's Matt?
Stick.
You gonna play stick with Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi, Matt. Come on, Matt. Come on inside, Matt.
Yeah, where's
Matt?
Matt, he's
oh.
Baseball.
Oh, Matt's sleeping.
Matt sleeping?
Yeah, Matt's sleeping. Oh, too bad.
Matt, baseball.
Matt, play baseball? Dad, you play baseball. Dad, you'll do it.
Dad,
you'll do it. Okay, you give me a ball. Okay, you hit. You hit? Hit. On the ground. You hit. Go ahead. Boy, you're good.
What's that, golf?
That's baseball.
Well, you know you have this thing going, so.
I know.
He's so blue.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily,
gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily,
So today's April the 15th?
Yeah!
Something like that. 16th. Today, Ross saw the number 10 lit on the on the television dial. And he said, that 9. So I said, no, that's not 9, that's 10. And I poked 9 and said, that's 9. And then I poked a couple others, and I poked 4, and he called that 9. And so we went back and forth between 9 and 4, and I'm still not sure that he knows the difference. We did it on the television dial, where it's lit, and in the book, his Sesame Street books. But I'm not sure he's clear on that, but he did go back to the television and punched 10 and said that 10. So I guess he knows that one.
Where did Bert go away?
It happened.
Oh, it did happen?
Yeah.
Did Ernie run away?
What happened? Cookie Monster.
Oh, the Cookie Monster came, huh?
What happened to Ernie?
What happened to Ernie? Ernie ran away. Ernie ran away.
Ernie bite.
Ernie bite?
Yeah.
Who did Ernie bite?
Ernie bite.
Who did Ernie bite?
Ernie bite. Bert.
Ernie bite. Ernie bit Bert?
Ernie bit Bert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did Ernie run away? Bert run away?
Yeah.
Is Ernie talking to Bert?
Ernie's talking to Bert.
Just a second ago, Ross said Ernie talks to Bert, and then I said Ernie is talking to Bert, and then he said Ernie talking to Bert. He keeps on saying that Ernie ran away, which is something he saw on Sesame Street today.
Yeah,
but Ernie was running away.
On
Sesame Street.
Today. Today. I saw on Sesame
Ernie.
Street.
Ernie.
Ernie. You saw Ernie on Sesame Street.
I saw...
Ernie.
Ernie.
On Sesame Street.
That's Ernie.
That's Ernie. I saw Ernie on Sesame Street.
I saw Bert.
I saw Bert on Sesame Street.
I saw Bert.
You saw Bert on Sesame Street.
I saw Ernie.
Sesame Street.
No Sesame to do it.
No Sesame Street do it?
No Sesame do it.
No Sesame Street?
Oh,
you didn't see it on Sesame Street, huh?
Wasn't
Sesame Street?
Ernie talk Bert.
Oh, yeah? Ernie talked
Bert? That Ernie.
That's Bert, and that's Ernie.
Yeah?
And did Bert talk to Ernie?
Yeah, Bert talked to Ernie.
Bert talked to Ernie, too?
Yeah.
Okay. And did Ernie run away?
Ernie ran away.
Is that right, Mommy? You want to verify it?
Came to the door, and in walked a blue monster, and it started biting Bert's chair. Bert told Ernie to quit it, and Ernie walked in just then. And they discovered it was really a monster, and they
ran away. Ernie ran away.
Bert ran away, and the blue monster stayed there.
Was there a monster?
Monster.
And anyway,
the monster chased him.
Monster
chased Ernie. Monster chased Ernie.
Monster
chased Ernie.
Ernie?
Yeah, monster chased Ernie.
Ernie sings.
Ernie sings?
Yeah.
What does Ernie sing, honey?
Ernie's stories.
Stories?
Yeah, stories.
Ernie sings stories? Ernie sings stories.
Yeah.
Nice, Ernie.
You know what Ernie says when he wants to make a joke?
What does Ernie say?
He says...
Ernie says...
Ernie caca.
Ernie talks.
He said caca.
Talk
Ernie caca.
Oh, caca. Caca.
Caca.
Ernie's really stupid. Ernie's stupid.
Oh,
no,
nice.
Ernie's nice. You like Ernie? We could use a sponge on somebody's mouth here.
eat.
Sponge. Okay, now a couple more things. Today is April 17th. Yesterday, Russ was saying, I love you a lot. And he says, I love you a yacht. And then... oh, babe, you okay? You okay?
Don't wash face.
Okay, don't wash face. I just washed Russ's face. Don't wash face. Okay, and then he was looking... he showed with his hands. He has this... told me to give bottle, Marky. And later he said something was, real good. What was that? Anyway, he wanted, no, Marky, oh yeah, Marky liked the bottle. And he said, real good. So I think that was it. Now this is, Mary wrote down here about the shirt. Oh yeah, Mary's, Ross said, sure. Ross, right?
Sure.
Ross, long
sure.
S.
Ross.
And Mary said, Ross's shirt? And Ross said, Ross's shirt. Anyway, it looks like he's trying to attach the possessive with, as just an S allomorph on top of Ross. And he's not working out so well because all he's getting is a long S. And then a little later.
It's very hard on this thing because yeah. Usually
it
says Ross.
Ross's, yeah.
And so I knew.
He was saying Ross's.
Yeah, you
were yeah.
making a big effort.
Ross's shirt. Yeah, that's really nice. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful example. It really is. I've always felt that, that kids would do that, and it's never been reported. That's very good, Mary. You know, you, sometimes you have to look for things. Otherwise, you don't stand out. You know. Ross also said, poor Ross. Poor Ross, right?
Well, this morning,
yeah.
I went to his bed and said, very pitifully, poor Ross.
Poor Ross. Yeah. And then he... on the 15th in the morning, he said, don't you go to work. Don't you go to work to Daddy. Don't you go to work. Okay. That's about all we have written down here. Has he been saying anything else? He must have said some more stuff today. Nothing you've not written down, huh? Okay. Well, I'm trying to also keep a track of any new games that have been coming in. I guess they're gaming a little more abstract. We've been definitely pushing this game about the car that went up in the air. And the Celia plane that goes away. See, story games are starting to become big. Of course, the other big game is the Ernie Bird Sesame Street stuff, which is just very elaborate, right? I mean, there's all the Count and the Oscar the Grouch and the Big Bird. He knows all the names of all the characters, and he follows them in his book and on the movie, and now he has toys for them, too, so that he's getting a very elaborate Sesame Street game, really.
Yeah, that soap, he also follows the names. Some of the people.
Oh, the soap opera, which is what?
Some of the names.
Well, you talk to him about it, is that right?
No, I never mention a word.
You know, just
purely
non-verbal.
From the screen.
And who are the people that he...
Lena. Likes Lena a lot.
But that's because he knows a person called Lena.
I mean, does... No, I'm sorry, Nina.
Nina.
Oh, okay. And
Nina.
It is different. And and he says Nina, not Lena. Uh-huh. And Frank fell down, so that was very important. And... and Sean, who's not a particularly interesting character, went to sleep.
Yeah. And he knows that. And he says those things?
Yeah, Sean lay down on the bed and
Ross said,
Sean, sleep.
Sean, sleep. Very good. Okay, so, but we haven't got any evidence of any new phrases being learned from TV recently, do we?
No. And you bet, when it's on television?
Yeah.
He doesn't
not
mimic it or
anymore.
Anything.
He's not interested
very
anymore.
Interested in
the whole thing. Seems to be falling, any learning of phrases from TV is falling out of it.
Seems to be, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now other games that Ross likes, he's still very much into saying goodbye to Daddy in the morning. He likes to take baths still. Baths are getting baths are getting less big. Less big.
Almost, he doesn't like to take them unless I put him in.
Bouncing out of bed is becoming less interesting to him.
Yeah, I put him in the bath, then he likes it, and he fusses when I do it, too.
He's getting a little bit more into certain types of food. I mean, well, he still has his things like he wants raisins, he wants chocolate. He He wants wine and beer, but he's getting a little more civilized about eating. He's not, putting his food onto other people's plates and things like that, and feeding other people in their mouths. He's sort of trying to be a little more civilized. And he's really into reading his books, his Sesame Street books, right? He likes them to be read to him. He has a lot more attention. You can go for about 3 minutes. You can read for about 3 minutes now without him getting too fussy. And he likes to talk. I guess he's really getting, so he really likes to talk about things with people, doesn't he? And he likes to, what else does he like to do, Mary?
He likes to get ready, set, go.
He gets ready, set, go.
He squat down and then he run.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Little physical. Also, he really likes to...
But he says, get ready, set.
Yeah. He likes to help Daddy nailing. He would like to more with the screwdrivers and my screwdriver. He's still big on that.
But sleeping.
Sleeping. He likes to help in all the tasks.
Washing dishes,
right. And he's getting pretty good at those. Not much verbal about any of those things, though. There's nothing very verbal about them. So that he likes to get to talk on the phone still very much, or even more so.
He's squeamish about WORMs.
Worms. He doesn't like worms. Sorry. What can I say?
It's a necessity.
What?
It's a necessity.
Oh, okay.
Even though I've been very positive.
You're a good boy. And he really likes love. He's really into love and being kissed.
Yes.
And being friendly, and he likes to...
He says, thank you, you're welcome.
He likes to play with Marky.
Yeah.
He likes to play with Marky. And that's fun. And I'd still play with Matt. And he's really into friendships. He's not... I don't think there's any verbal games aside from the ones that we've instituted that he really likes. He'll play a verbal game as long as we institute and maintain it. Anyway, the main verbal games, to repeat, are going up in the car, the car goes up in the air, the Celia plane trip, and we're trying to start a numbers game. We're trying to start to teach him numbers. And he likes to tell stories. He's starting to be able to tell stories about what he's seen. I guess that's the other main thing, is that he'll recount what's been happening.
Yeah, he will.
Mm-hmm, he will. Oh, and he still likes to walk around and garden and stuff like that a lot. But in terms
of...
It's a lot of dirt.
Are you pushing on him?
No.
Oh, what are they doing?
What about learning of words, Mary? What words has he been
learning? But he likes silk underpants.
Like silk underpants. What he mostly has been learning... Not very many verbs lately, I suppose, mostly nouns, hasn't it? He's sort of in a noun craze right now, it seems.
Can't think of an example of either.
He's not learning a whole lot of new words, really, is he? I mean, he knows all his animals pretty thoroughly now. Well, it's mostly Sesame Street.
He knows characters.
It's all the Sesame Street stuff. Yeah, people.
People. He knows people's names, real people's names.
Yeah, he's learning people.
He knows George Potts, and he knows...
Yeah. He knows everybody's name. That's it's like each name is the name of a game, which is the person. To some degree.
Some kind of definition.
Yeah, some kind of definition like that.